truth is an interesting concept. We understand it to be objective. Something's either true or it isn't. But it can be offensive, hurtful, to the point where we don't want to receive it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I used to be undeniably morbidly obese, hugely overweight, and pre-diabetic. This wasn't going to end well. So, what did I do? I avoided looking in the mirror. I stayed out of photographs. There's a big difference between knowing the truth and accepting it, between giving intellectual assent to it and allowing it to change our lives. That's why truth as a blunt instrument rarely works. You can't beat someone over the head with the truth and expect them to change. And that's why God chose to make the truth personal. John chapter 14, verses 5 to 7. Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" But Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. If you really knew me, you'd know my Father too. But now you know the Father. You've seen him." Jesus didn't say, "That's the way over there." He said, "I am the way." He didn't say, "This is the truth," and then rattle off a series of platitudes into the complex and oppressed lives that people were leading. He said, "I am the truth." And if God made the truth so intensely relational, maybe, just maybe, that's not such a bad approach for us as we share the good news of Jesus with others. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, God wants you to live your life in victory over your sin and over your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.